Majority of key Senate battleground voters reject Democrat rule. By Wendell Hasebo on October 15, 2022. An overwhelming percentage of voters in Senate battleground states is dissatisfied with the direction of the nation after nearly 2 years of Democrats controlling the administrative state, legislative branch, and executive branch of the federal government. Voters' dissatisfaction with Democrat rule will likely produce a red wave come November 8 in the midterm elections, just 24 days away. An average of 67% of voters in Senate battleground states believe the nation is on the wrong track, according to Civics polling. The states included in the sample are Nevada, 69%, Arizona, 70%, Georgia, 68%, New Hampshire, 60%, North Carolina, 66%, Ohio, 70%, and Pennsylvania, 66%. Only an average of 23% of voters in Senate swing states say the nation is headed in the correct direction. Those states include Nevada, 23%, Arizona, 23%, Georgia, 22%, New Hampshire, 26%, North Carolina, 24%, Ohio, 22%, and Pennsylvania, 24%. The polling is compounded by President Joe Biden's popularity in the battleground states, or the lack thereof. Biden's average approval rating in 7 of the top Senate swing states is underwater by an average of 15 points, a key midterm election bellwether metric that confirms the mood of voters. One of the greatest reasons Biden's approval rating is sour is due to record-high inflation brought on by massive Democrat spending and the war on American energy. A recent Heritage Foundation study shows Americans have lost $4,200 in annual income since Biden assumed office. Inflation is the number one issue in every Senate battleground state. The loss of income has greatly impacted Americans. Independent voters, a bloc Democrats badly need to win to retain the Senate, blame the leader of the Democrat Party for soaring inflation. 66% of independents believe Biden has somewhat or strongly mismanaged the economy, a Wednesday morning consult poll found. Only 27% of independents approve of Biden's management. 82% say Biden's America is seriously off track. Much of the nation's soaring costs are due to Biden's own fiscal and energy policies, such as his campaign promise to reduce oil drilling and spend massive amounts of taxpayer dollars. In the last 2 years, the Biden administration has succeeded in driving up private and public financing costs of oil drilling, halting drilling on public lands, and canceling the Keystone Pipeline. The energy crisis has experts worried that the nation may plunge further into a recession. According to a Bloomberg poll of economists, the probability of a recession over the next 12 months stands at 60%, up from 50% odds in September and double what it was 6 months ago. Though the cratering economy is impacting key voters in swing states, Biden has threatened voters with a worse economy if Republicans retake the Senate and the House. Republicans have pledged to rein in the administrative state and the executive branch if they regain control of Congress. If Republicans win, inflation's going to get worse. It's that simple, Biden remarked in Los Angeles on Thursday. Inflation, however, is already at record highs despite the Democrat legislation dubbed the Inflation Reduction Act, which has done little to nothing to tamp down soaring costs. The Consumer Price Index, CPI, in September rose 8.2% compared with a year earlier. Prices are up 0.4% from a month ago, twice what forecasters had expected. With inflation still soaring and gas prices increasing just 3 weeks from Election Day, Biden has tried to mitigate the crises by asking the Saudis to hold off production cuts of oil until after the midterm elections. As Breitbart News reported, Biden asked the Saudis for a favor that would minimize the political damage to his own party, which is facing a tough midterm election fight. The Saudis bucked Biden's request. In turn, Biden stated this week he will likely not allow a current Saudi arms sale to proceed. Critics of the president have slammed Biden as perpetrating a failed quid pro quo with the Saudis, a similar type of situation Democrats falsely accused former President Donald Trump of executing with Ukraine. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.